It's been barely a year since the Nancy C. Deitert Common Sense and Compassion Independent Living Act got signed into law, and it's only been a few months since the law authored by Deitert took effect. By extending the time children can remain in foster care, Deitert says the idea is to make sure older foster kids have the tools needed before they go out on their own.
That age from 18 to 21 is to be able to produce citizens that can then leave the system, be out of care, and be independent, and be good workers and good little taxpayers instead of, you know, homeless, unemployed, or in jail.
The Florida Department of Children and Families works with the community-based care organizations known as CBCs to provide services for foster care youth and parents. Normally, included in those services are periodic classes foster youth attend, which teach so-called life skills in a classroom setting.
Well, when we talk about life skills, we're talking about financial management. Can they balance a checkbook? You know, can they cook for themselves, or if they would rather go shop and purchase, you know, do they have an idea of nutrition and health management and those sorts of things?
That's Christy Gilmore, the Chief of Policy and Practice for DCF's Office of Child Welfare. She's speaking during one of several videos tailored toward foster parents and foster youth to help them understand the new law. Now the responsibility of teaching those life skills to foster youth are transferred to foster parents and group home primary caregivers, who also receive an increase in pay. Also under the new statute, foster youth aging out of the system get to choose from several options. Among them is what's called extended foster care for those who must be in high school or have a GED or be working for 80 hours a month. Christian Aguilar from Miami is currently enrolled in that program.
The reason I enrolled into extended foster care was because I knew I was going to age out of the foster care system, and I was scared because I didn't know what was going to happen to me.
He says while he wishes there were more avenues to provide legal representation for those in the program, he sees the benefits.
What I like about being in extended foster care is definitely the fact that I know that I have a type of support system behind me to guide me. It helps a lot when you need help from like a parent figure to make the right decisions in life, school, and like on an everyday life basis.
The new law also creates what's called post-secondary education services and support, or PESS, which Georgina Rodriguez is enrolled.
A young adult is allowed to take 9 credits in college eligible for post-secondary funding. And that really allows young adults to go and get full-time employment and be able to become self-sufficient prior to turning age 23.
Under that program, foster youth are also eligible for a monthly stipend. That money is not taken away even if they qualify for financial aid or a scholarship, which Rodriguez says she likes. But she says the implementation of the actual program needs a bit more work.
Implement some kind of state guideline for coordinators to follow so that everyone across the state are on the same page and follows one rule. So an example of this would be different areas throughout the state interpret how whether or not a young adult must enroll and attend college over the summer to receive post-secondary education support services.
And speaking before a recent Senate Children, Families, and Elder Affairs Committee hearing, Stephen Pennypacker praised the new law, but the DCF's Assistant Program Secretary says he too believes there are some areas that need improvement, starting with their recruitment efforts.
We need additional foster homes and housing options for the young adults. So because of the increased population, the increased need for them to have a place to stay and for foster parents to be able to house the young adults, we need more recruitment, and we need that to be met.
The new law took effect January 1st. According to DCF, over a two-month period, January to February, 164 foster youth elected to go into the extended foster care program until the age of 21, and 602 are enrolled in the post-secondary education services and support program until the age of 23. Also within that same time frame, close to 60% elected to stay in the foster care system. Those who opted not to still get the chance to enter back into the foster care system under the new law. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.